Penicillin, the miracle drug that has saved millions of lives, is a product of evolution and innovation, an example of how an accidental discovery can revolutionize the world. The journey of penicillin, which began in the early 20th century, has been an inspiring saga of scientific triumph over the lethal scourge of infectious diseases. The story of penicillin begins with Alexander Fleming, a Scottish biologist and pharmacologist in 1928. Fleming, not a tidy individual, went on a vacation and returned to his messy laboratory to find a petri dish accidentally contaminated with Staphylococcus, bacteria causing food poisoning, except for an area where a particular fungus, Penicillium notatum, had grown, creating a bacteria-free circle around it. This observation was the eureka moment that paved the way to the birth of penicillin. Although Fleming linked the absence of bacterial growth to the penicillium and even experimented with the mold juice, he was unable to stabilize and purify the compound that was causing this antibacterial effect. It was not until a decade later that there was another major breakthrough. In 1938, Howard Florey, an Australian pathologist, and Ernst Chain, a German refugee and biochemist, came across an article by Fleming while researching antibacterial substances at the University of Oxford. Intrigued, they started to explore the potential of Penicillium notatum. Working relentlessly, Florey, Chain, and their team of researchers eventually managed to produce a brown powder that maintained its potency for more than a year. In 1940, they tested the powder and found that it could not only kill dangerous bacteria, but also remained non-toxic to human cells. The challenge of production and mass distribution stood daunting in the face of World War II. Florey and his colleague Norman Heatley traveled to America in 1941, knocking on the doors of pharmaceutical companies to solicit support. It was only after the unfortunate death of a policeman, Albert Alexander, due to sepsis, and the inability to produce more penicillin to save him, that really painted the grim picture to the drug companies. Their relentless effort bore fruit when American laboratories and drug companies agreed to manufacture penicillin on a larger scale. By D-Day in 1944, enough penicillin had been produced to treat all wounded Allied forces. Penicillin's discovery transformed it into a wonder drug. The post-war years saw the mass distribution of penicillin, leading to the decline of diseases that had previously been fatal, such as pneumonia and scarlet fever. The success of penicillin set the stage for the discovery of other antibiotics, ushering in a golden age of antibiotic discovery. While the discovery and widespread use of penicillin had numerous benefits, it also led to the rise of antibiotic resistance due to overuse and misuse. Bacteria began evolving into superbugs, developing the capacity to resist antibiotics, and penicillin was no exception. At present, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, is one such superbug that is resistant to most antibiotics, including penicillin. With several complexities surrounding antibiotics and their use, the discovery of penicillin serves as an important lesson in scientific discovery, experimentation, and perseverance. Fleming's accidental observation, combined with Florey and Chain's persistent efforts, played an instrumental role in making penicillin the life-saving drug that it is known as today. It is testament to how a keen eye for detail, academic rigor, and the drive to make the world a better place can lead to profound impacts on human health and society.